July 19th at about 11:30. Investigators with our Special Investigations Unit did a sting operation at 2418 Carnation Court, and that resulted in the arrest of two females for prostitution. Their investigation began after receiving numerous complaints from neighbors in the area about unusual activity, and that area is largely inhabited by families, and so the neighbors found the activity unusual and reported that to us, and then an investigation resulted. And that investigation, which was quite lengthy, revealed that two females who were living at that address were operating a prostitution business out of the address and were soliciting customers on the Internet under various names. Investigators were able to determine that those females were actually named Itzel Clarissa Johnson, who was 34, and Amber Lynn Beckham, who's 23. Then, following the investigation, they conducted the undercover sting operation, at which time the females agreed to engage in sexual conduct for a price, and they were subsequently arrested and charged with prostitution, which is a Class B misdemeanor. Now, what was unusual about this case was it was essentially a prostitution business that was operating in the middle of a residential area that, like I said, is largely inhabited by families and children. So we want to stress the importance of all of our citizens continuing to be the eyes and ears of the neighborhoods and reporting any issues they have, particularly quality of life issues such as these, through our non-emergency line. And the number for that is 979-764-3600.
No arrest then from any customers?
No, just the arrest of the two females who were actually operating the business subsequent to that undercover operation.
And any idea whether this sort of operation may be in other locations that are associated with the two people that were arrested?
Not sure exactly what you're asking there, but we do these operations from time to time. Like I said, this was kind of the first one that we had seen, at least recently, that was not being operated out of a hotel or, you know, kind of other business such as that. The first time it was actually out of a home, and we became aware of that thanks to the citizens calling it in.
I didn't know if through this investigation you found other locations that may have associates of the two that were arrested.
I'm not sure about that, but obviously those kinds of things are looked into whenever possible. And, we do take this sort of thing very seriously and want to make sure we get to the bottom of it, when something's uncovered such as this.
I can't think of anything else. Have I missed anything?
No, I emailed the mugshots, which I guess probably doesn't do a whole lot of help for you since you're a radio.
But we do have a website, so yes,
right.
It does help.
Right, and among a couple of the names that these individuals were using on the Internet were Carrie Diamond and Little Miss Hottie. So, we want to remind people that you never know who you're communicating with, especially folks that are engaged in this kind of activity, and never know where they've been and, you know, what they've done and what they're still doing. So we want to remind the citizens of the neighborhoods to keep their eyes and ears open and let us know about anything unusual. And also remind them to obviously avoid getting caught up in something like this themselves.